When you first saw Halo, were you blinded by its majesty?
Before I jump into the video game that I'm actually referring to, let's cover the other uses of the word. A halo is a disc or circle of light shown surrounding or above the head of a saint or holy person to represent their holiness. It's also a circle of white or colored light around the sun, moon, or other luminous body caused by refraction through ice crystals in the atmosphere. Synonyms of halos are rings, belts, or bands. So, with that out of the way, let's talk about the video game franchise. I could honestly make my YouTube channel a Halo channel. I love it so much. I'm honestly kind of annoyed at how much emotional power it has over me. The latest game is set to launch at the end of this year of our Forerunners 2020, and I have been checking the r/Halo Reddit every single day since E3 2019. It's sickly, guys. I'm a mess. So, when did my love of these games start? Growing up, my family was a Nintendo household, and I loved it. I had the N64, the Game Boy Pocket, and then the GameCube and Wii when they came out. I didn't even hear about Halo until grade 9, which for me was 2007. I made a new friend who came over to my place one day after school, and we played Super Smash Bros. His reaction to it was honestly insulting. He ragged on the fact that it was a platformer and had inferior graphics to Call of Duty. He had just recently got an Xbox 360 with its new high-definition graphics, so my Wii couldn't compare. After a few days of mulling it over, he decided to give me his old Xbox so that I could have a real gaming experience. I was beyond grateful. The only game he gave me with it was Halo Combat Evolved. Everyone talks about this, so I get how it's not a unique experience, but when I started the second level and looked up for the first time, I was blinded by Halo's majesty. I was in awe, and I was hooked. I remember getting my first legal job at 15 just so I could buy an Xbox 360, which I did, and then I quit that job. I wasn't really money-oriented at that time. So now, for the people who've never played Halo, let me quickly break down its story. 500 years from now, humans take to the stars with slipspace engines that let them go farther than we currently can. And with it, we inhabit, like, hundreds of planets. After some wars between the UNSC, which is the future's centralized government, and insurrectionists, our farthest out planet, Harvest, made contact with aliens for the first time. In this universe, they're called the Covenant, a collection of different alien species, all working together to uncover artifacts of a long-dead other alien race that they revere as gods. So this is a quick side note here, but before any of the conflict happens, why was humanity not initially inscribed into the Covenant? It's probably mentioned in the book somewhere, but who knows. Now, the first Halo game starts in the middle of our space war with the aliens, and we're losing. The Covenant have far superior weaponry than us, so we never really had a chance. The ship you're in comes out of slipspace after running away from the last planet we've inhabited, aside from Earth. You play as John 117, better known as the Master Chief, his military rank, alongside Cortana as a chip in your head, Captain Keyes, the shipmaster, Sergeant Johnson,
and Pilot Echo 419.
You wake up to find that the ship you're in has come across some kind of giant artificial planet in the shape of a halo. The aliens are on your tail, so you descend onto the ring and fight on the ground. After discovering the halo was part of the aliens' religion, you seek to control it, later discovering that the ring is actually a giant weapon made by the Forerunners to wipe out all life in order to starve another parasitic alien species called the Flood. Bingo bango, you blow up the halo to save all life. Second game brings you back to humanity, where we're still in the middle of losing. We get introduced to the Arbiter, an alien shipmaster that lost to you in the first game and must now make penance. As it turns out, the Covenant have no idea that firing the halo will kill them all. They think it'll teleport them to heaven or something. Meanwhile, with the Master Chief, an alien fleet has found Earth. Lucky for us, for the first time in a long time, we outnumber them and force them to retreat into slipspace. You follow them this time, and when y'all get out of slipspace, Wouldn't you know it, but you're at another Halo.
Say what?
You fight to destroy the aliens' leaders, but get picked up by an intelligent form of the Flood that, instead of consuming you, convinces both you and the Arbiter to work with it to stop the Covenant from firing the ring. You successfully do that and head back to Earth. Third game has you back at Earth, where the aliens are gaining the upper hand. But they also seem to be digging some structure up in Africa. You fight your best, but run out of time as the aliens activate this Forerunner device, creating a portal. They go through it, and you follow. It leads to a Halo maker called the Ark. On the Ark, the Covenant can activate all the Halos scattered throughout the galaxy, so you gotta stop them. As one would guess, you succeed. Then you save Cortana, who got mixed up with the intelligent Flood creature. Then you blow up another Halo that's on top of the Ark and skip dodge as ship blows up. You nearly die but make it out, only to be floating in a random part of space for an unforeseen amount of time. There is a lot I left out there, but that's the gist of the original trilogy that everyone loves. Years later, after I'd played the prequel and spin-off games, I headed to college. At this point, a brand new Halo 4 was announced. I was excited for it, but also nervous. It was the first new game by 343 Developing Studios, who took the mantle of responsibility by Bungie. Bungie were the original creators who had done Halos 1-3, ODST, and the prequel. Would they continue Master Chief and Cortana's story in a good direction? The game came out to mixed reviews by fans. Some loved it, some hated it. Most people hated the multiplayer because it copied Call of Duty's loadout system, and I agree to that point, but at the time didn't really care. The only thing that grinded my gears were the Prometheans. They were a new robot-esque enemy to fight along with the Covenant, and they just weren't good. Like, the Covenant are living things. Each species has their own history for how they ended up in the Covenant. And then you got these faceless robots that don't got jack. Suffice to say, it didn't feel like the same caliber of games as the OGs. At that point in my life, I began to lean off playing video games for one reason or another. And the new Xbox One came out, so I simply passed on the next Halo game as it came to the system. Halo 5 Guardians continued Master Chief's story. In my mind, they used that subtitle, Guardians, to lean off of numbers, like they have now done with Halo 6. It's been a marketing strategy used by other studios like Ubisoft with the Assassin's Creed games. I'm not against it, but just thought I'd make note of it for you guys. Now, the story of Halo 5. Oi! Again, my opinions here aren't unique, but damn, do they do Cortana dirty. And Buck. You wouldn't know him, but he's great. And most of all, they did Chief dirty. They had such a bad writer come on to do this game. Like, guys, the reason people like Halo is because of its story. I mean, all of the other elements need to work too, like the music, graphics, gameplay, multiplayer UI, and so on and such, but the story is the hook. Anyway, at this point, I wasn't with it anymore. It sucked because I really loved the story. It kinda hurt not continuing with the franchise. But what are you gonna do? After many years passed, I started a relationship with the most gorgeous woman on the planet, and during Black Friday of 2018, she suggested that I get a Nintendo Switch. It had been so long since I actually played video games, but now I wouldn't be playing alone. It would be like my childhood when my siblings' cousins and I played Mario Party and Mario Kart. So I got it, and really quickly got into The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, which, as we all know, is a single-player game, ironically enough. I'd never been much of an open-world player, but Breath of the Wild on IP alone sucked me in. Just like that, I was in love again with a gaming franchise. It wasn't even a year later that I made up my mind that I was gonna buy an Xbox One. I did so, buying the Master Chief Collection and Halo 5. I got Game Pass for a number of months too and played Halo Wars through that, and may I say, it was great. I'd say I was right to at least wait because apparently MCC and Halo 5 at launch had huge problems. I never had to suffer any of it, luckily. Even now, the MCC has been going through new glitches as 343 ports every game to PC. But it gives me a little grief knowing it isn't permanent. So there you have it. We've caught up to today, my time with Halo. The newest game is on the horizon, a potential end to 343's trilogy. And they've decided to go back to Bungie's art design. It has a lot of people happy, myself included, making this year not conclude quick enough. Is my love of this franchise a bit much? I'd say so. But hey, everybody's gotta have a thing, right? For some people it's religion, for others it's sports, others it's Star Wars, and for me in part, it's Halo. Will all my dreams be answered from the new game? I figure, yeah. Whether or not it's good like Halo 3 or bad like Halo 5, I just want the thing out so I can decide once and for all if 343's a botched studio. Either way, I'll still be giving it like 80 plus hours of playtime slash my life. One thing I'm wondering is what the fate of the Master Chief will be. If he continues on after this game's campaign, I feel like it might dull his appeal. That's probably what they'll do, but our boy's getting old. If he were to die or retire or something, I feel like it would be granted in my mind. Let him rest, I say, and give him a nice send-off. But anywho, with that, I'd say my thought piece is finished. It's done. Halo is one of those franchises deserving of its place in pop culture because of its rich story universe. There are endless books to read, forums to pose questions and theories on, and movies and shows to watch. What do you guys think will happen in Halo Infinite? Let me know! Thank you for listening, and until next time...
Wake me when you need me.